AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Artist Lars Vilks believes he was the intended target of a shooting today at a free speech event in Copenhagen. One person was killed. Vilks has been threatened numerous times for caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. He was not hurt. The AP's Jan Olsen reports there is a search going on for the suspect.
They say that there was only one shooter. They released a photo of a man who could be our suspect, but no one has been arrested.
Lars Vilks told the AP he thinks it's possible the attack was inspired by Charlie Hebdo. Last month, Islamic extremists killed 12 people at the French satirical magazine in Paris. Just about a minute ago, a ceasefire took effect in eastern Ukraine. Right up until the deadline, there's been heavy shelling between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed rebels. Andrew Weiss with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says there's little hope this ceasefire will stick. The West is in no position to impose a settlement.
They don't seem to be willing to get directly involved, and they continue to do things on the cheap. The Minsk agreement was a great example of this, where people signed up to things, but there was no implementation mechanism and no international force that might compel the parties to comply with the agreement.
German and French leaders have spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin about the ceasefire. Mother Nature's Valentine to New England is more snow.
We're expecting over a foot of snow in eastern Mass and extremely high winds, potentially as high on a gusting basis as 60 or 70 miles an hour along the coastline.
That is Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. Parts of Maine could get 2 feet of snow. Winter storm warnings extend west into Michigan and Ohio, where whiteout conditions led to a pileup on the Ohio Turnpike that killed at least one person. Oregon's governor-to-be, Kate Brown, entered the Oregon Historical Society to celebrate the state's birthday. It's her first official appearance since Governor John Kitzhaber announced his resignation amid an ethics scandal. This is AP Radio News. Apple has the iPod, iPhone, and iPad. The Wall Street Journal reports they're working on the iCar.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Apple has hired hundreds of people to work on a secret project, codenamed Titan, to develop an electric vehicle. The newspaper cites people familiar with the project who spoke under condition of anonymity. An Apple spokesman declined to comment. The paper says that the vehicle will resemble a minivan and that it would be branded as an Apple product. Julie Walker, New York.
Happy Valentine's Day from Prince. I just want your hands to the time of your kiss. Prince woke up early today in New York and performed to a crowd that included Michael Jordan and Chris Rock. The outside at 23 Wall Street was a chaotic scene as fans tried to get in to see Prince. It was hot inside as well, with hit after hit from Prince. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. Growth is the goal, but the paperwork is a trap. If your accounts payable feels like a second job, you're doing it wrong. Enter QuickBooks Bill Pay. Reduce manual data entry, automate your approvals, and track 1099s in one place. No more chasing signatures. No more spreadsheet headaches. Just control over your cash flow and a back office that actually scales. Automate your accounts payable today at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.